on a hot day, like 80 something, man. It's summer already.
Hell yeah, dude.
We got Rodrigo right here with a fever, man.
Yeah, man. What's cracking? How you living, dog?
Your voice all messed up, bro. What happened, bro? What you eat? Who you
I
eat?
I don't know. This fool. I don't know. I got sick, dude. I don't know if that shit was dormant for like a week, but that shit let loose hardcore yesterday. Started like Sunday, though, dude.
Anyway. What did I tell you about hitting bowls with Jerry from Voodoo, bro?
Gotta get that fool some Purell, dog. A jar, fool.
I don't hit bowls no more from nobody, bro.
I'm done, dude.
If I don't know you, I don't hit bowls no more even at home.
This is, dude.
No, if I have a bowl at home, I hit it, but man, no strangers.
Yeah, dude.
Because sometimes you hit a bowl from a stranger, man, that's all full of tar. It's hard.
Dude.
It's hard to hit.
Dude, gotta clean it out, get a fucking cold sore.
So what's up, fool? I saw Rodrigo, man. I was in Venice Beach last week. That fool showed up with his, that fool showed up with his family. Hell yeah, I put a son now, bro. Instant dad, bro. That'd be a new sitcom.
Son, instant dad.
The fool that son and shit. I went to walk into the bridge, ate hamburgers.
Like Tinder for a family?
Yeah, it's weird, man. You ever dated Tinder. A girl with kids?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you got to hang out with them? Like, yeah. Well, nah, man, just my mom, man. I hated that shit.
What was that kid?
I said, kidness.
Who's that guy?
Oh, fool. We used to hang around with this fool, man. Yeah, man. And that fool used to always, like, we used to hang out tight with this fool, right?
Always, fool.
Always. And one day we went to his house, and some young ass fool came out of his house with a burrito. Like that, fool.
A special burrito.
Like a special, like a big ass burrito. And he was like, man, who the fucking bison coming out of my house eating a fat ass burrito? And that was the mom's boyfriend, man.
That fool gets to sleep on the bed.
He was younger than him.
And that dude.
Stava estrenando.
Man, that happened to you, Martin?
Oh, now I'm getting older, so like I'm dating like...
No, man, your mom brought a young dude.
Oh, she do. I remember, like, she brought this... She brought like, this bicycle guy,
like,
bro.
Like, when you have a single mom, like you call a single mom, you know, you see that lady dating, bro. You see your mom used to date baseball players or what? Like, I heard a triple like, mom brought Raul Mondesi into her house.
Pedro Guerrero.
Oh, my mom used to go a clubbing, man, at Baby Dose.
Damn.
In the 90s, dude. And then she used to meet guys. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
They never came back to your crib?
No, man. I don't know. They went to the car, probably.
She probably home. Your mom probably brought Willie home, bro.
You met him before you met him, dog. What's up, bro?
Hey,
you
look familiar, bro. Yeah, baby. If everybody know who Baby Doll is, it's a club, man. And that used to be happening on Friday nights. It was like free before 10. And they had dollar drinks, man. And it was at a golf course.
Time, dog.
It was ghetto. I remember like a couple years ago, me and Johnny tried to do a show there like 5 years ago. And we're like, we could call, and I told the manager, we could call it Baby Doe's Comedy. It's like, no, a lot of people died back then. It was like drive-bys and shit like that.
Parking lot violence.
I never knew why they called it Baby Dolls.
It's right there in that restaurant,
yeah,
right?
It's by
Luminaria's.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, okay, I was thinking of another place called Caddy's.
old school.
That used to be a place, man. That was a club. When I used to go with my friends,
that's happening.
It was, man. Hell yeah, man. Rubbing on people, man. Oh, man. Rubbing on people. I went to an audition yesterday, man. And the audition, I read what the audition was about. It was about a guy who's single, you know, but he's like this girl's best friend at work, right? And he don't want nothing from her, but he's dating also, right? And he's one of those dudes that when he starts dating somebody, he's all up on them. And they're like, ew, leave already, right? So attached. I get there, bro, and I looked around. And everybody there looked like they've been in a friend zone, bro.
Real thing?
For real, bro.
No acting necessary.
Man, we were not the most good-looking bunch. if we were in an 80s movie, we'll be the guy driving the chick to get an abortion from someone else. Like that, fool.
The driver.
What actor was there, bro? You ever watch Eastbound and Out?
Yeah.
Last season when Don Johnson had that son.
Oh, no.
The weird looking son?
No, I didn't see that episode.
Okay, man. So he was there, bro. He was the biggest star there. But everybody looks looked at, like they're like those kind of guys who jerk off at work, bro. To relieve the pain. What? They had that look, bro. Like, you know, they're fat, dude, you know. They drink diet sodas, you know.
The mom still does her laundry.
Oh, bro. Shout out to Gabriel Iglesias, bro.
Yeah, man.
Took a break off his major tour.
Chilling out.
20 years of touring, bro.
Intense, huh? Oh.
Hell yeah, bro. No, Alfa Romeo became an instant fucking open micer, bro.
I'm hanging out, guys. What's happening?
It's tough, bro, because now you gotta, like, it's like, man, like, he was touring for 20 years. I don't think he was touring, like, 15 years straight, hardcore.
Hell yeah, fool.
And the weight and shit.
Everything, dog.
The drinking. Joshing.
Somebody partying, hanging out.
Like, he's not the type of guy that does the show and then goes straight to his room, bro. They want to go hang out, bro. Eat.
Hell yeah.
Eat. Eat.
Another little shot.
Have some beer, a couple of shots, you know. Send fucking Rizzo to go get merch. I wish,
yeah. You can make
a little check in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, so that fool took a little break, bro.
Hanging out, chilling.
Hanging out, bro. So what you got here, bro? You got to know why he retired or what happened?
I think it was that same reason, you know, just years of, like, stress or just...
Supposed to have stress.
Like, night after night, it gets to you, man. You can't wake up. Nope. Like, you're not supposed to go to sleep at 3
How do you
in the morning.
Know, dog?
Look at him. He looks like he's been through shit.
I look like Rodrigo.
You should be.
He's 19, bro.
Being in a bus, dog. You should be saying, Johnny, oh, yeah, bro, night after night, I'm getting bumped in.
At the Sunset Room.
You wait till
fighting for $25 that it gets to you, man.
Like, he shorted me three, that motherfucker.
It's like the Joker when he says, here's $25, and then he breaks the stick, and then you guys vibrate. Javi at the Sunset Room.
I remember one time that Javi from the Sunset Room,
sup,
he took me to his house, and I wanted to get fucked up, bro. I was the kind of guy, when I get loaded, I thought that if we're going to your house, there's going to be cocaine or something.
Naked
you know, so we get there, man, there's no cocaine. And I get bored, bro. I took all my clothes off, bro. All of them.
Let's get the party started.
He jumped inside his pool.
Chris in his pool.
I don't even know why he did that.
Oh, man.
I haven't been back. So what's up, fool? What did you hear, bro? What's the word on the streets, bro?
Talk to me. I haven't heard nothing.
I was nice, brother, bro. Thanks, you take care of that shit well, huh?
It's growing to me.
Shit, man, I'm fucking way older than you, bro. I got nothing. I'm over here like a Cherokee Indian, bro.
Couple of strands.
I'm going to get deported.
What's up, Rizzo? You wearing wigs now, bro? Or what?
I'm trying to get casted, bro. That's why he's growing the mustache, too. We're trying to get casted together, man.
Yeah.
The maid from the Brady Bunch over here.
You should be like the Mexican Flight of the Condors, bro.
Do we look?
Flight of the Conchords. Oh, for real, man. But you look like Humberto Luna and Jaime Jarino. Yeah.
Hey, dude. Johnny's dad's from Boyle Heights, dude.
Oh. These guys need no introduction.
No introduction at all.
All the way from Instagram with her credits.
Back to the MySpace days, eh?
Oh, this guy put up more YouTube video every hour.
It's a sensation.
I seen this fool throw game one time, bro, at the Sunset Room.
Yeah.
Throw game.
I was all fucking stoned, and he was talking to the chip, and I said, what does this guy say? Great pajamas.
That's Stargate.
What's up, fool? You should date a chick that only has sex with Marines, right?
I dated a lot of chicks
all
like
right,
that.
All right, man, let's go back. All right, man.
Simplify.
Hoorah. That's their intro, me talking over it. What's up, fool? All right, man. We have nice Johnny Roque here, man.
Yeah, man. El
Monte. All the way from Boyle Heights, right?
El Monte.
His dad's from Boyle Heights.
And we have Martin Rizzo, man, backed by popular demand.
Hey, what's up, guys?
He didn't even got nothing to promote. He's just here.
He's like a court stenographer, though.
What's your Instagram, Johnny?
Oh, it's Johnny Roque, Roque.
And you, fool?
Comic Martin Rizzo.
All right.
Nothing but smiles.
Oh, yeah, but they took a break from comedy, too, man. You know what's sad, man, about people who actually take breaks from comedy and nobody even knows they.
Yeah.
You ever hear that from a lot of comedians you started off with? Yeah, man, just I took a break off for a while.
You've been gone, dude?
Like, you know, when you started out, have you noticed the comedian fell off and then they come back?
A lot, dude. Like, they come because, like, they'll see, like, you know, oh, fucking, this guy's doing something. I'm going to come back, you know?
I did a show with this guy. He's a TV show now. I think I got a chance. Like, shit doesn't work.
You started with
Shoot for the Stars.
Oh, man. I was delivering packages when I saw you on Last Comic Standing. And I said, fuck that.
I can do it, though.
It's longer than you think, huh?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who stopped doing comedy. Like, a lot of people.
I'm glad when I see people that didn't book me stop doing comedy. I'm like, good, fuck them.
There's this guy that used to do a show like in downtown LA, and I hit him up like 5 years ago. He's like, I only book headliners. And then he quit comedy like 2 years later. I'm like, fuck this guy.
You write a headliner. A lot of those guys that start out rooms suck, huh?
Yeah, dude. They're nerds,
like nobody
man.
Who's hilarious starts a room. Because people who are hilarious that start a room just open up a comedy club. Now, you never hear like, yeah, man, I remember Bill Burr had the craziest room. Nah, bro, he never had a room, bro.
Oh.
No, right?
But that takes
it's
a lot.
It's always about, you're a Cisco man? Yeah, man. That's what holds the record of more comedy rooms. Now he's doing fucking comedy in German, bro.
Speaking of Deutsch.
Comedy. Oh, he's pretty Deutsch.
Comedy in German.
So what, man, is there like a lot of people are doing... not a lot, but we have Jesus Trejo here.
Yeah.
He does stand-up comedy in Spanish. Have you done that too?
No, I can't. I can barely order food in Spanish.
Orale.
I've done Spanish 2 times. One time at my ex-girlfriend's old church.
Whoa. Like a hallelujah.
My ex-girlfriend, she was Mormon, and then like, when I was like 19, and then like, she told me if I wanted to marry her, I had to become a Mormon, so I got baptized. I became a Mormon, and then I did a comedy at the Mormon church. And then we broke up like 2 months later, man. So, like,
hey, man.
She took her bike and everything out.
Yeah.
Her little tie.
Damn, man. How good was it to change religions?
Dude.
You got to put on the weird little underwear, too, fool?
What underwear?
That the Mormons wear?
I don't know.
No, man. He lied, man.
I don't know. Got him.
You didn't make it past that phase.
I didn't make it, that far.
And what else did you do? You do comedy in Spanish just recently?
A long time ago, dude. I remember they were doing, Cisco was doing comedy at fucking Mercadito in East LA.
Yeah. For a crowd, bro. Nobody showed up.
Off a third.
They're like, to go get the leather boots.
Yeah.
There's a restaurant in there where they have mariachis, dude, right there.
Yeah the mariachi spot. I did a comedy there the second time, and that's the last time I did it. But it's booming now, so I'm gonna.
It's full set. Boom.
Booming. I'm gonna go to Mexico now.
And the crowd only spoke Spanish.
Yeah, only Spanish.
So they like it.
I bombed it.
Bombed ugly in Spanish.
Yeah, dude.
Se lo sabe.
Bella Mila.
Like I can speak
what
Spanish.
What was your first joke?
Chupamela perra. Mendiga.
Mendiga.
No, like, I can speak Spanish, like, good at home with my mom, you know, but, like, when I meet strangers, like, I have a hard time. I can't even speak it, you know?
Just pretend everybody's your mom, dog. The fuck do I know?
What up, we have a couple of shout-outs, people.
Yeah, man.
Shout-out to Big City Baby on Instagram. Listen to the episode last week 6 times and save the show. Makes the week 100 times better. Shows this weekend, Tampa, Florida with Mike Epps, March 16th through 18th, Spokane, Washington. Comedy Club in Spokane, Washington. March 23rd to the 25th at the Comic Strip in El Paso, Texas. Detroit, March 31st with Mike Epps. And Baltimore, April 1st with Mike Epps. Albuquerque, New Mexico, April 7th at Isleta Resort and Casino. Get your tickets. Those tickets are going fast. It's already half sold. And you got a show coming, bro?
April 5th, Romano's in Riverside. I'm going to have a show with 2 comedians, so check it out, man.
2 comedians, bro. How many people are going to be there?
It's going to be me hosting. I'm going to bring 2 people, Carl Noma and Toby Hicks.
Carlo Loma, bro. His head's getting bigger, huh?
Since he stopped drinking?
Yeah, the beer's going down.
Dude, one time.
That fool needs a drink.
I don't think he kicked two people in a row, bro.
He's practicing my field goal.
He kicked the devil and his friend.
Dude, one time Loma got fucking loaded at the Sunset Room, and we had to take him home. But he was passed out.
Oh, that one time when he threw that that drink at Javi's ex-chick?
Yeah. Oh, I missed her. And then he was passed out. We didn't know where he lived, so we got his ID, and then we're like, let this be still the same address.
Oh, fuck, it took $40. Huh?
And then we drove to that address in Pomona, and then what happened?
Were you at the Christmas party when you were throwing chairs?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys were there?
Story, bro.
Yeah, dude. We're there every story.
I was trying to talk to this one girl there. And then I turn around. I see Loma's like, fuck you. Fuck you. And then he throws a chair. I'm like, oh, that escalated quick.
Who threw a chair at?
He just threw it like at a group of people because they were playing poker, right? So he just throws his chair, and then people like pick him up like, okay, we got to go.
No, but he started flipping everybody off, dude. Like fucking Stone
He
cold.
Wasn't playing, though?
No, he was gone. He was fucked up.
He was coaching somebody. He got mad. You're not.
That was at Gabriel's Christmas party.
Yeah. Dude, that was I think when they canceled.
He got there. There was no food or what?
That's a test of Texas. They were playing like
Texas. Yeah.
Cards over there in the corner, right?
Yeah, they're playing.
And then where the restroom go out that way, and then the crowd sits right here, and he was sitting right next to that, right where that little divider is or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
so he knew who he was throwing the chair at, right?
I guess. When Carlos Loma gets drunk, he doesn't really know what he's
doing.
Bro. Yeah, he kicked Rizzo in the ass in front of the improv.
Tell the story about what happened at the improv.
Oh, well, he was loaded. He was loaded, and he was talking shit.
Just change the name to Willie, bro.
He was morphing into Willie.
He told some dude about his girlfriend. He's like, hey.
Tell who it was.
Oh, okay. He told
Cristela's boyfriend.
She had a boyfriend?
Well, yeah.
Back in the day, right? The guy that used to play basketball with like Alfred and somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Steve. For you guys.
Yeah.
He told him, he's like, hey, I bet you fuck her good, huh? And like,
and then Johnny grabbed him. Hey, okay.
I grabbed him. I was like, hey, what are you doing? Let's go get a drink.
And that was over there at the Christmas party?
Yeah, but then we had to drive. Like, again, like, everyone took off, and, like, he kicked Rizzo in the ass, and he made Rizzo walk him to his car.
No. So we were looking for Carlos Lomas' car for, like, 2 hours. You didn't know where, because he was fucked up. You forgot where he parked.
Right there on West Covina?
No, this was at the Hollywood. Improv.
Okay.
And then I was screaming at him, like, what the fuck, Carlos? It's been 2 hours. And then he like, just leave me here. He was going to crank it off the car. Like, no.
No one loves me.
Yeah.
Holy. No one cares.
And then after that, I found his car. I dropped him off. That's when he drove that piece of shit car, the fucking...
What, that little Civic?
The red Civic. And then I made sure to crack the window down because I was going to get hot. I don't want him to die, you know? And I let him pass out there.
What happened after he threw the chair at the Taste of Texas, though?
They just escorted him out.
Yeah. And there was booted. No.
Gabriel.
No, it wasn't Gabriel. It was...
this whole thing.
It was, I think, Luis Villaseñor.
Yeah.
Luis Villaseñor got, like, helped walk him out.
I threw him out like a soldier.
Me and my little mouth.
But I think Gracie had to drive him home.
Oh, she was there that night?
Yeah.
Damn.
So
I'm talking about flying chairs and shit.
What's up, fool? Chilling right here, man. What's up, man? What's it like to have a family now, bro? Rodrigo Torres.
Nothing's
people
like the same.
At you guys. Look at the fat ass dad.
Just, I don't know, just like rolling with two other people. That's all it is. Bro. Normal, I don't give a fuck. I'm not like fucking. I didn't notice it. This fool did. I was like, whatever, Nick.
I'm still getting used to seeing you with a chick, dog. You're throwing a sun over here, bro. You're going too fast for me.
The sun comes out of nowhere. You're
going too fast. Let's see, you know you're going to be in a birthday photo, bro. We're losing them, dog. That's how funny, man. Guys start changing, man. They go from being a player. Then all of a sudden, man, they're, hey, bro, come on, bro. I have a family now.
You're supposed to play.
Keep the noise down, dog.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
What's up, fool, man? What's up, man? I think you guys didn't watch the news this week, or you guys were hiding under a cave. The new news is that slaves came here on the... Mm-hmm. They came here as immigrants, bro.
Yeah.
Dr. Ben Carson, right?
Yeah, man. They came here as immigrants with other immigrants, and they got paid well, you know, and they got three meals a day.
If they were lucky.
What do you think about that, man?
I don't know, man. Fucking that brother is crazy, dog.
Yeah, that pissed
non-paid me off. Non-paid immigrants?
Yeah, not low pay. He said they got paid lower and they worked longer. Like,
I know, man. People say that, oh, these Mexicans, they work for slave wages, but I always say, nah, man, slave get it for free, dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude. Yo, they still had to pay their rent for their little quarters.
Dude. Like 12 Years a Slave, did you see that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
Yeah, that's why Mexicans can be slaves. We just walked away.
Like, nah. Tried to enslave Indians too, but those motherfuckers would take off, right?
Yeah, they'd jump off cliffs and shit.
Yeah, those fools weren't having it, dog.
They chale, bro. I wanna roam like a buffalo.
That brother's crazy though, dude. Seriously, where does he get that bullshit from though?
Like, trying to sell
who's
books.
Who's feeding that fool that bullshit, dog?
And who wrote
doctor
that?
Too, huh, right?
Who wrote that in?
I don't know. We gotta check the source, bro.
He must have got it from a Mad magazine.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude? That's crazy, fool.
That's crazy, man. So if they came as immigrants, that means Mexicans are coming here illegally as free agents, bro.
Chilling the dugout, waiting for a deal, though.
We're coming here, man, as the number one draft picks. Yeah, man. Just that's crazy how like, and then you think the people, and then you think people believe it though.
What did that fool says? I bet you there's some kooks that believe that fool.
Yeah.
There's always going to be somebody on the other side, no matter what, dog. Oh, yeah, that doctor's right. I've been trying to tell you that for years, brother.
Then D.L. Hill, he posted a photo of the ship, how they're all laying down. When they're all laying down on top of each other.
Like sardines.
I know there's no room, bro, for no extra immigrants.
Oh, no. Every space is accounted
for. Just whips.
It was sold out, that boat.
I've been watching a lot of television, man. I watched that show, Taboo, with Tom Hardy. You have to watch it. Just do all day, bro.
I guess you don't watch Taboo.
Anything to add to the show here?
You have to stand there like a couple of stiffs.
Waiting for a bunion story.
Bunion. I was talking about knitting. What's going on here, Martin Rizzo? You were popping off at the mouth last time.
What happened, bro? What's up with the haircut, though?
No, I'm trying. Like I said, I'm trying to get.
You look funny, bro.
Fucking happy days over here, dog.
I did a commercial, man.
Bob Villa Sunday. Oh.
It's in the air soon. It's Apple commercial.
Oh, I told this fool about it.
Well, you play, bro.
Brad, tell us, though.
I make out with a girl, and hopefully it comes out, and then my ex girlfriend sees it, so.
Tight, and then you're gonna get her back, hot dog.
No.
She'll have the podcast, bro. She'll hear it.
No.
Did you audition for it?
Yeah.
So it's an Apple commercial?
It's for the new notepads?
MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
The campaigns and shit?
Yeah, those little tweet campaigns.
30-second commercial national?
Yeah, it's national. So
the girl shows up and you work for Apple?
No, in the commercial I'm making out.
He gave her the banana, bro.
In the commercial I'm making out with a girl.
But where though? How?
Oh, so the setting. We're college students, right? So like we're in a bunk bed, and then the other bunk bed, it's the girl's roommate, and then the girl. It's the girl who I make out with is Christine, the comedian,
Medrano.
But you made out with her already, bro.
Yeah, we used to play basketball with her.
Yeah, I think I saw her the other day at the downtown.
She told me she saw you at the Grand Central Market.
Was she in a commercial too?
Yeah, we have the same agent.
Orale.
Hopefully it airs in it.
That's it. That's better.
Sweet money.
I thought it'd be like a girl, bro, not another comedian.
Danny,
comedians aren't real people.
Your girlfriend's gonna see that. I knew they were fooling around.
Yeah, the whole time.
Crazy.
She, yeah.
This why I don't whole like
time.
Her.
We're gonna go right.
So you're gonna get your money now or in 2 years?
Oh, man. Shit.
Yeah, you gonna have to sue someone for your money?
Yeah.
Oh, nice fast one again, huh?
Did you have a lawyer to get the contract? Or you...
just the guy from the Goonies.
Dude, the first time when I got the check.
How much did it pay? $35,000?
I hope so, dude.
Oh, you don't even know, huh?
I don't even know.
You gotta ask these things, man.
Dude, I'm scared of me. Like, you know what? You ask me questions. Fuck it. They ripped the contract.
I already got filmed. Who asked, dog?
You gotta ask.
Well, I got paid for the first day already, the shoot.
You gotta have that contract. You gotta have that contract in front of you, bro. you gotta see the contract, not them. And you gotta see a lawyer, make sure you're getting paid for everything.
Okay.
A lawyer only gonna take 3%.
Yeah.
There you go, dog.
So now they could pay you $500 and that's it? And they could keep all the residuals now because What's in the contract, bro?
I'm about to read it right now.
Right now, he doesn't have it. They have it over there at the place.
Just having that.
Rich is the kind of guy that you give him a contract with nothing on it, eh? You sign the bottom.
We'll fill in the rest.
I could blow up from here. That's why. This could be my big.
That's funny, man. All your friends have been saying congratulations. You come to the What's Up Food podcast. We ask how much you got paid. We're asking a smart question.
What's the rate?
So they called you and said, "Hey, Martin, man. You want to make out with a Christine Medrano? Come on over, eh?" Sure, he said yes over the phone.
You guys don't have fantasy. To audition. Just go.
The contractor will break you out of the friend zone.
Perfect, perfect, bro. She's your height and everything. Eh?
Well, I trust this agency because I got hooked up through Joey Diaz. So.
That's right, cocksucker. That's why I fucking left him. I never signed. I never do anything without signing.
Nothing,
but they
bro.
Give you a paper to sign, like with a contract. With a
we did an NDA.
Non-disclosure.
Yeah, non-disclosure. And they said that it's never going to
disclose everything right now.
Robin?
Yeah, they don't know it's Martin Rizzo. I mean, they don't know it's me. They don't. Hey, they're not listening to the podcast, Apple.
That's what you think, though.
Yeah, lawyers are listening.
Fuck around, get your ass tied up.
You got them. They're tapping.
Damn, man. Did you get a computer at least?
An old Mac. With
shit, Owen Smith got more out of it, bro. He was in a commercial.
Well, I'm still waiting for, I got paid for the first day already. I'm just waiting for the, what's it called? The fucking... The resid when they start playing Aaron on the TV. So.
Maybe your deal didn't include
residuals, bro.
Yeah, it's one time buyout.
You guys are making me scared.
Well, you gotta be scared. You gotta ask these questions.
This fool wasn't even concerned until he told him, man.
Man, I read my shit, dude.
You gotta ask these questions because, man, even at the you could have asked for by reading the contract, you could have asked them that I want my own trailer. You know, I want orange juice, coconut juice, and a watermelon in there. And it'll be in there if you had a contract. They got to take care of you. Shit, when I went to my commercial, I didn't even know I had a trailer.
Oh, the Honda commercial.
I was standing outside of it and shit. Then I went inside. That shit was huge, bro. It was as big as Mel Gibson's condo and Lethal Weapon. Oh.
The Honda commercial, right?
Yeah.
You filmed it in front of that coffee shop, right?
Yeah, in Highland, bro.
Few places.
So you got paid one time, right?
For the day of the shoot, and then after that, my agent told me that he'll send me checks when I get when they start residuals.
That's what happened last time.
Last time, okay.
You should ask him how much are these checks going to be.
I'll call him right now.
Because all you could do is, man, you know what?
You got to make a budget.
You got to be more...
Assertive.
No, man. They gotta be more. You can't be afraid of them dropping you because you don't fucking need them, bro. They need you.
Oh, I gotta think like
that. You can't be thinking about, you know, you're the product, you know, they're just your agent. 10%. Come on.
Yeah.
You gotta ask them next time before you get a check out. Can you tell me when I'm gonna get paid? And I wanna know when the next check's gonna come in.
Yeah.
You know, cause I gotta plan out my rent.
Okay.
You ask him, bro. Don't be all scared. We're gonna ask him, bro.
They're not gonna like take your
checks. You're gonna forget
when you get home. I'm a sandwich.
Oh shit!
Here's your laundry from yesterday.
Yeah, I think your ex-girlfriend mom, because she saw all this.
She wanted to be his agent, huh? He said no.
Oh, I hate her, dude.
Mija, you gotta leave him. He doesn't read contracts.
That's why I hate her.
You gotta ask yourself next time, you know, somebody offer you something, you know, put yourself in a father position. You know, you don't have no kids, but would you let your son or the one you love be taking advantage like this?
Yeah.
Would you let them sign a deal, you know? That deal could have said, you got to take a dick up your ass at the end of the shoot, you know? Damn. You can even check.
Yeah. Spit on it.
Another Southern bro, you got the fucking grip holding you.
Hey, what's
the
going
grip,
on?
That boy gonna let go of. Fucking pinned right there, dog.
You got craft service leaving all scared?
No witnesses, dog.
Talking about, what's the galletas?
Give me a mazapán.
When I got my last paycheck for the McDonald's commercial, I went to go eat at Greenblatt's. Greenblatt's next to Laugh Factory. It was fucking good, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never spent 20 bucks on a meal before.
It was good, man. It was good.
With the cranberries and the turkey and the... Oh, dude.
Forget about
it. All good, man.
Everything. You can't go wrong, dog.
Oh, man. The southern fried chicken with the pesto sauce. Yeah. Probably the best chicken ever. Oh, man. One time, Paul G is saying, he was eating that chicken and Paul G gets whispered in my ear. It was during... this was when he was doing the Pollo Loco commercials. He said, it's better than Pollo Loco. It's good, man.
I like how even though Felipe, you've been vegan for a while, you always tell me what's good. I remember like one time,
bro. What you wanna know?
We went to that one spot on Santa Monica with a panaderia, and I remember Felipe was just looking at all the pan. Like, get this one. Yeah, like you should get
this.
Oh,
that place closed, bro.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, and then I remember before you were vegan, you got the fucking the bread with the mantequilla and the sugar.
It's my best one. The butter sugar. My favorite pan dulce, my favorite Mexican bread was the real fat one with the butter and sugar. It was just pure butter and sugar. So it was like frosting.
You can make that at home.
It turned into like
a big ass toast.
That's the sweetest pan dulce because the rest of the pan dulce really had no dulce.
Yeah. Mm.
Even a concha, that shit is not sweet. Give me a cinnamon roll.
Bites in the coffee,
though. You told me that there's a free clinic right there. Yeah, the free clinic.
Where at?
At that panaderia spot on Santa Monica. Santa Monica Boulevard.
Hey, did you go?
I went there one time.
Whatever. I have no idea.
No.
And next, fool?
No.
And then?
No, because I remember, like, you said something about it. I forget.
I hope you're not pitching stories like this, bro. Hey.
No, because I went to a shitty clinic.
So we're looking with a pen, huh?
Me and John were talking about how, like, we went to, like, shitty clinics in the hood of free clinics, and, like, they gave us, like, they gave us wrong diagnosis. I had a yeast infection.
You had a condom with a guitar on it.
Guys can get yeast infections. You ever had one?
I never had fucking queso fresco, bro.
Guess what?
Yeast infection?
Yeah, bro. I wipe my penis, bro. Every morning.
I'm uncircumcised. Yeah, that's all right. Now it's back all
bro,
the time.
Bro, you gotta pull the skin back, bro, and wash it in the sink, dog.
I didn't know that when I was 19, bro.
Tales from a true player.
I didn't know that when I was 19. I remember I thought I had
fun. Just wash, period, regardless.
Mom, I have sour cream. Can you show me what's going on?
Motherfucker.
Well, cheese dick.
I got into that.
Fucking get health up, class.
No, I didn't know.
See what you get from ditching, dog?
Dick, I was
19. Dick.
Dick, my dick. I didn't do it. Like, if you got yeast infection, it's...
Walk over the pan bimbo and that shit. Lo garcito, eh?
I don't hear fucking custard and shit.
I went to
making your own sweet bread.
I had red spots, bro. I didn't know what it was. I was scared.
Are you sure that's all you got, fool?
No, I swear.
And
I,
your actual lady ain't sharing prescriptions,
no,
right?
No, I was like 19, bro. And then, like, I was scared because I only had sex with one girl. And I was like, fuck, what is this, you know? And then I went to the doctor.
Mormon, bro.
And the doctor, the Mormon girl. He throw some holy water on the fucking. And then I remember the doctor told me, I think you have herpes. And I remember I started crying. Bro. I was crying like, why?
And the after first that, one too, that'll suck.
Yeah, and remember I got to my knees like, I'm 19. And then like I got the test back. Oh, it was a yeast infection. Here's some cream.
Yeah, doctor told me you might have AIDS. I was like, what the fuck? They just gave me
what'd
some cream.
What'd you tell
them? You got the fucking gingerbread girl.
Gingerbread girl. Damn, I was scared, dude. Man.
Oh man, I went to a clinic once in like my hood, and I was like, oh, I need to see a doctor, and the lady was like, there's no doctors here. I was like, oh, when are they coming back? We don't have a doctor. it was a free clinic.
No wonder, bro. Free. I never knew that free clinics are free because there's no doctor there.
It's just nurses.
Yeah, we got Dr. Dre right here. Yeah. Yo, bitch, you want a pap smear, bitch?
He's gonna do two.
Fuck that. We didn't know gloves. I'm gonna use my brownies.
He's gonna do 2 years at East LA College. He's qualified.
Oh man, I can never use the condoms from the free clinics. I don't trust them.
Hell no, bro. They're free, bro. They come with a little hole in it.
I've used them before.
They're always too small. What? Nah.
It's just for the head.
No, bro. You gotta wash your penis every day.
Now
you're Tommy Lee from Molly Crew.
Now it's been pulled back for like the last 5 years. It's been pulled back. The skin. I don't pull it forward anymore.
Oh, that's so gross.
It hurt for like the first week, and then
bro, you got to start putting Botox on your penis, taking away all the wrinkles.
Look at Miracle Grow dick over here, dog.
Miracle Grow.
We probably get a circumcision at Planned Parenthood.
I'm old already, man.
Now fools get circumcised later in life.
Rizzo Pina looks like a fucking anteater, bro.
Clansman, dog.
So you had a yeast infection, dog. I never heard a guy having a yeast infection.
Look it up. It looks like herpes, dude.
Look it up, bro. Through the histories. Yeah. I wash my penis, bro.
What do they call it, schmegma?
I get in there, bro. I put it all the way back, wash it.
Get in there.
Scrub it. The same brush everybody washes their hand with.
Oh shit!
So what's up, bro? What does the doctor tell you, Johnny?
Oh, man.
Put a mustache and cover that cold sweat.
Cover that cold sweat.
Oh, you're looking like a private investigator, huh? It's Pelicano.
Tomas Selleck.
Nah, the girls I date, no, they know. They tell me you need to clean that. All right. I date older chicks. I like them. They're better, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They're better, right? More polite.
They leave, bastard.
Me and Johnny were like rock stars at the Sunset Room. Like, we used to always like...
No.
This fool said rock stars at the Sunset Room.
But we ghetto chicks, man. One time, Johnny had to... I hooked up with a girl. And then Johnny had to take my car. And then he drove my car to his dad, to his house. And his dad was like, what the fuck's going on? Where's Rizzo at?
Yeah, I was like, oh, Rizzo got sick. He couldn't drive home.
How about you met that chick at the comedy, at the Sunset Room. And you fucking took that fat fool to tag along with you.
Who? Oh, the DJ. Three. Who? The three-way, right?
The three-way.
The devil's three-way.
You took that fat fool with you, bro.
You know the story?
A car.
You
know the story? Oh. Well, I heard, bro.
I heard, bro.
Tell us, bro.
Okay. So, this one time.
I just met a girl I love you like.
I just met a girl I'm like.
I still see her sometimes. It's her room now.
We're at the sensory room, right?
No, we didn't tell her name or nothing like that, but
I don't know.
How come you took that dude, though? More than no. Question.
Okay, no. So this is what happened, dude.
I want to say, bro, I'm sorry, bro, but you got to kick rocks.
No.
They told me that one time.
So what happened was this girl, she was there with her homegirl, right? And I was vibing with this one girl. Her name was...
Vibing.
Her name was Susia. What?
Her name was Susia. And then her friend, she was like talking to the other guy. The other guy is Javi's cousin. So then after that...
He's that big fool, huh? They're dressing nice?
I don't know. I think he's like... No. It's another guy. He's like the ghetto one that nobody likes to show up.
Okay. He was in the trade tracks.
That's his name.
So we went back to the Javi's cousin's girl's house. So we're all like, right there. And then like we're all drunk. And then like his girl was like, I'll be back. And then like they're supposed to hook up. So she goes to her room to get freshen up. She doesn't come back for like 10 minutes. And we go see what's going on. The door's locked. You could hear her snoring.
Oh,
yeah. So like we go back to the living room. The guy's just like on the couch, all sad, watching TV. And this girl,
wake her up,
This girl I'm with, like, she doesn't want to go to any other room. You know, like she wants to stay in the living room and mess around in front of the guy. I'm like, oh fuck. You know, it's like, all right, cool. And
make
like
him
and
suffer.
And I'm like,
freak.
And I'm like, the sun's about to come up. I don't want to like. Do this when the sun comes up, you know?
Feel weird, huh?
Yeah, like, oh, dude, like, what am I doing with my life?
Your conscience.
You ever say that at that time, man, you see the sun come on, now you go, fuck, that's going to be a date.
I'm going to get something for her breakfast.
Shit, I got to buy her breakfast and she's wearing sweats. We took a drop off fucking ugly guy.
So then,
a fucking work truck.
And me and the girl had to be in the back of the work truck. So me and this girl, we start messing around already in front of, you know, because she's not want to go anywhere else. So we start doing it. I'm doggy style. And the guy looks sad. The guy looks sad. The girl doesn't care.
You sad, bro? You eat up this fuck you.
And the guy.
Well, what's he doing now?
He's just watching TV. I know. That's what I was thinking. What the
fucking
what's
creep?
He's out there going math messed up.
I would do it like this, dog.
Hey, your girlfriend going to be all sleepy.
And that's what I was thinking. How come you're not fucking leaving,
bro? It was Johnny, huh?
Before he had a mustache.
I walk out.
So the guy's watching TV, and I keep looking at him, glancing over, and I'm like,
what the fuck is he watching?
Yeah. What show? Infomercials.
You know that motherfucker's watching your ass out his peripheral.
He's watching both of
the
infomercials.
Watching both of the vampires, they're all sad. Okay. Shit. You're mean, Heina.
So then, like, the girl,
you guys,
like,
are going to have to go to another room.
He could have got, he could have, oh, I was his ride. That's why I forgot. That's why he couldn't leave.
Motherfucker, go get in the car, dog.
Go listen to the radio.
Go listen to the radio.
So then,
we're doing it. And, like, after, like, the girl, she's down. And so, like, I look at the guy and I nod at him, like, hey, you know, let's see what happens. And then he walks over in front of her and then. She starts, you know,
blowing him.
Blowing up, yeah.
Dude!
I know, bro! I've never done that before.
I can't see another dick or nothing, fool. Fuck
no,
that.
I didn't see it. No, it was like softcore. I didn't see shit.
He was like,
that's what I thought. His shirt was over her face.
Lights out.
So then, like, you know, we're like.
Man, man, no, our threesomes are going to be nice, bro.
So then, like, we're doing it. And then after.
Get out of here.
And then I finish. I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then, what's it called? I had to take him home. And then, like, the next...
Just go eat together afterwards?
No, man. Funny. It was weird,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
But it's funny. And then after, like, a week later, I saw the sun's room, and he saw me. He's like, hey, what's up, bro? And he texts me, hey, who's our next victim? Like, what the fuck, dude? That was a one-time thing, bro.
You know what, fool? I hated that guy. Yo, now.
I'm like, that was a one-time thing, bro. I helped you out, our victim. Like, it was all me, dog. Yeah. I deleted his number.
Emoji. Yeah, man, it was either to get rid of that chick, or not this guy right here. Right?
Oh, the moju the hand.
No. I'm in the top 10 now.
But the girl, man, she came up, man.
She wasn't rude.
And when I told Johnny's like, what the dude? What if you're into that kind of stuff now?
Yeah, like, I was like, bro, you need a girlfriend, bro.
But you're afraid of Willie, huh?
What's up with that? You never let dude, you should let Willie get some, dog.
Because Willie imposed, man. This guy.
Oh, he was smooth about it, huh?
Yeah, he was smooth.
Listen to Sade and shit.
He was right there, bro, with a fucking work shirt. Fucking work shirt on Toyota.
Bro. I'm here for the service call. Hey, bro.
That's fucking fat fool, bro. Imagine that fool, bro.
It's our next victim.
It's our next victim.
Yeah,
what the fuck? You know what, dog?
Get a little arm.
On the emoji arm.
What do you do, man?
And after that, I got a girlfriend.
I wouldn't want to be...
Those stick figure guys standing up, eh?
Oh, man.
He's your dad now, bro.
That's the best thing about, like, dive marshals.
That's your padrino right there, though.
The fool, that's the best thing about dive marshals.
You find classy ladies.
But that was her thing, bro.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
Whose idea was it, really?
Yeah, it wasn't that fat fool.
Yeah.
But he could have left that.
He could have left.
Dude, I would have kicked that motherfucker out, not to be a dick fool.
Yeah. But then,
fuck
like,
that.
I mean, listen, man, you got to go over there with Snorenson over there.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, dog.
Oh. And then when we were done, we were leaving. Like, the girl, and she was leaving her own car, and I had to take homeboy in my old car. And, like, the girl was walking out, like, she was, like, already waking up. What happened? I'm like, you missed everything, you know?
What time did she get up? 8 o'clock. All right, people. I thought you were going to say that the guy was trying to go with that girl in her car.
Yeah. No. That was her plan.
What was you, John Rocky, man? You were that guy or what?
Nah, I wasn't that guy. I was the guy who met a girl, and when she was most depressed, she was like, oh, fuck him. And, like, remember that one? I met this one chick, and we're just talking for like two, three weeks.
Okay.
Nah, a lot of dialogue.
2-3 minutes.
It's about 17 scripts.
That's a Lancelot right here. Man, one night.
I'm scared of looking with chicks.
That's a lot right here. Old laser dick.
Slapping fingers right here.
Grizzle moves quick.
I overcame yeast infections, ladies.
Hey, you remember that one time, fool, at the Sunset Room, that Asian lady, remember?
Yeah.
You guys remember?
Yeah.
It's when
that was the last Comic Standing show.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
She showed up with George. Look, George showed up, right, with his homie.
With his homie.
Yeah.
His name was Muggsy.
No, it wasn't Muggsy,
dog. George. Muggsy was a tall fool. I was that little fool with sweats.
Yeah.
No, he had basketball shorts on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the gangster right there. George homie showed up with basketball shorts and tennis shoes. and hooked up with a Korean chick.
Yeah,
huh?
She was drunk, yeah, bro.
Like, she wanted to get with you, huh?
Yeah, she was, and I was like, nah, man.
Like, you're like my son. Huh? She was married.
Wasn't a guy calling her or something? Or
I think so. Like, she was drunk and like she was like flirting with everybody, but then like the guy.
What happened?
She wasn't flirting with everybody. Juan Garcia tried to flirt with her and she pushed him away.
Yeah, with his big
sausage. You know Japanese out here. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I don't like big hands.
I don't like Pokemon.
I don't like Pokemon.
You look like Gusano.
You look like South Park. Get out of here. Hey, it's weird when, like, I've seen Chepo try to pick up, bro. When everybody's trying to be with the same girl. And he fucking slides over there like he's trying to be cute. Yeah,
last round.
He tried to cock block me hard once. Like, me and him.
You put a fake mustache on? You know what you look like, bro? You look like that Patrick Saint, Jesus Malverde, bro.
Oh, yeah. The narcos.
Yeah.
Patrick Saint? Yeah.
So what happened, bro?
Oh, like we hooked up with this girl and this chick and her sister. And they're both big. You know, we like it. So we have a two-seater, my CRX. And so I have to drive her sister and me. I drive her to her house. Then I go pick up Juan. I drive him to her house.
Fuck that.
Fuck, you hooked the homie up, though, dog. Yeah.
Two trips.
Damn. No,
then I had to go get that chick. And on the way back to, like, her house, me and that chick were talking. And she was like, yeah, you know, your friend said you guys share women. I was like, no, we don't.
Oh, my God.
That was your friend. You mean our victim, huh?
Oh, you mean our victim. LOL.
Who's our new victim?
A little wink. And so what happened then, dog?
We hung out. Or she tried to introduce me to her kid. I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. And then, I didn't fucking care. We made out and then we left.
But how did Chippo said that?
Yeah, he told her, me and Johnny share.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't fuck. I've only known like Chippo at
You don't want to see Chippo even with his glasses off, bro.
He has no eyes. His eyes are hurt.
That is a freaky sight, though.
He don't even got to sit down, huh?
Ah.
His ears are burning right now.
He's mad.
What they say about me?
I never take off my shoes, dick.
I take showers with socks on, dick.
Nah, man, I can never be with my homie both naked and there's another chick.
Nah, fuck that.
You walk away feeling you're with two people, bro.
Yeah, you're connected.
It feels like a shame. Like, I could take a shower, but I cannot wash away the shame. Because that girl, at least,
a million showers.
The woman, at least she knows she's never going to fucking see us ever again. But I got to see the motherfucker on a sunset, high-fiving me and shit.
Talk about victims.
Fucking come showing up with a shirt. And then he's up there fucking doing karaoke, singing that song, tag team.
Me.
Go old school, because I'm an old fool.
Because you're not only sharing her, you're sharing a part of yourself to the He thinks you're a rapist, bro. Or whatever. He thinks you're a freak.
Oh, they think so they do that all the time. Like,
he might
go to
call you over here, the ugly chick. Nah, remember my chick, dog?
Me and Johnny.
I can't, bro. I know, man. It'll be weird.
Me and Johnny, we this happened.
We had to share a hotel room.
In 2013, after the Sunset Room.
I just don't go home, bro.
We lived at home with our parents, man. We had sex with not the same girl. We had sex with two girls in the same bed, me and Johnny.
But,
same bed?
Yeah.
But, well, it didn't start that way.
It didn't start that way.
Fuck on floors, eh?
I went to the
restroom. At least it wasn't a full-time,
Johnny went to the restroom.
How old were these girls?
His was older.
Yours was older.
No, mine was, she was like 25, dude.
But mine was hotter.
His was hotter. She was a cougar.
How old were you when she was 25?
25.
Oh.
And then after that, they're in the restroom. Then
the young chicks, eh? Yours was what, 40?
Like in her 40s, yeah. But like she worked out.
Come here, Michael.
Why is that 40-year-old lady hanging out with a 25-year-old, bro? And sharing a bed.
It's the sun.
It's her problem.
She's like cat's eyes sucking out the life out of you.
I don't judge people.
This is going to make the story Saturday. What day of the week was it, eh?
Monday night. The Sunset Room, bro.
I can't wait for this week to be over.
That's how we started.
Hey, was it Labor Day at least?
It was a regular Monday night comedy night. $3 margarita.
Three Oscars?
And that's why I don't drink anymore, bro.
The red carpet.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
But Johnny was making fun of me because he said I was like, the way I fuck is.
He fucks like he's making love every time. Every time.
Is it the light on or what?
Well, I was under the I was under the blanket.
My moves, bro.
Hey, bro.
I was under the blanket.
Keep an eye on him for me, bro.
He likes to cuddle.
Cuddle.
I was under the blanket, and then he was on top of the blankets.
Yeah, so it's like it's almost
hairy
like two different beds.
Johnny's,
Johnny's every back.
I'm like a seal.
Oh man.
But
you were in the same bed with those chicks yesterday, like they started to switch or anything?
Nah, no. He wanted to. RZA was trying to
No, I don't want to switch. We made the girls kiss though. We made the girls kiss though.
Tight.
How?
They're like kiss and then they kissed.
This kiss.
It's like you're kissing.
We
your
got
mom,
behind them when they were kissing?
No, we're on side of them. We're side of
them. They're holding each other, eh? Mel Bondi over here.
Fuck, yeah, those chicks are fucking the way to the bottom, eh?
Can't wait to get there.
The sunset room, huh? Everybody, I want to go to the sunset room.
You can.
Just bring a set list. That's how you do.
It's a wild place, that place.
Oh, man.
Man, what was that 40-year-old lady thinking? Fuck it. This is what it comes down to? Yeah.
Fuck it.
She was hot, dude. I remember.
Yeah.
I was jealous.
I know you were. He kept saying, come on, how about we switch?
No, I didn't. I don't remember. I was
yeah, you are the freak then, huh? Yeah.
Did you guys see him again, ever again?
Yeah, I hung out with them some more.
The girl, she wanted more from me.
We went to a birthday party.
I was a clown.
But yeah, I've been dating a lot of moms. Like,
you know, those are Jigo, bro. You share a chick with Jerry, bro?
Both fuck no.
Come on.
Can't share a chick with nobody. I don't give a fuck who the fuck it is. Ain't going to be another dick in the room all fucking with a hat on. Fuck out of here.
It's a team building exercise.
Yeah. I ain't got that kind of confidence.
How about you having sex somewhere and the other person in the other bed?
Let's go get another room, man. I don't hear nobody woofing down.
Woofing down.
You have so many manners. Like, I lost my virginity in a parking lot.
Who
like
was he, bro?
Behind some bushes.
Who was he, dog?
On Ash Wednesday.
Some girl in my band. Marching band.
You're the marching band, bro. Yeah. The tuba or what?
Play the saxophone.
Trumpet, bro.
Yeah, trumpet was good.
She must have been big, huh?
Nah, she was hot. She still is hot.
Not that many band girls are big, huh?
Hell no.
A lot of girls in band are not that hot, huh?
Depends. It's hard.
What's up, March? What are you thinking about, man? It was a donkey now?
No, man.
Why did you bring that dude, though? Because I'm trying to get over the fat one.
No, because he was
the
supposed
whole
to,
time
he was
thought,
supposed
yeah,
to hook right. up with the other chick, you know?
Just a fucking joke, bro. I don't have a car, man. Take me, please.
Please, this might be my last chance.
I'd be like, dude, your chick passed out. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude.
I would at least got up and went to the restroom and just stood there for a long-ass time. Or go out, hey, bro, I'm going to go to the car and wait for you. I'm going to go eat and get fast food.
That's how I was mad, you know?
Yeah, it's like,
and, like, the girl didn't want to go anywhere else, too. Like, I was like, let's go to another room. Like, no, I want to stay here. I'm like, what?
Maybe she wanted that fat dude.
Yeah.
Or, like, at the sensor room when I drive with RZA, and RZA would hook up with the girl in his car, I'd have to stay in the bar till, like, 2:30 in the morning, and then I'd just hear the door just, all right, we can leave now.
You think you're nasty, bro. Think about it, bro. How nasty these chicks are, bro. They know your car's already dirty. There's your underwear there, bro, and your boxer shorts are playing basketball. And her face is on it, bro.
Detention slip.
Oh, man. Detention slip.
Everybody want to see March and RZA at a parking lot, man. We'll do the next show.
Tomorrow, we're performing... We might hook up
tomorrow Saturday?
No, Friday at... Okay, oh, tonight. Yes, tonight at Friday in North Hollywood at this bar called... in North Hollywood. It's the Night Shift Comedy Show. That's what it's called. North Hollywood.
No.
Oh, it's Roque Johnny.
Roque Johnny. And then next week I'll be at the Comedy Store and then... Yes. More stuff.
Dope.
Dope.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool? Man, the Trump care bill is being passed, bro, right now. I heard that the Affordable Care Act was 2,000 pages. The new one is only 9 pages, bro. They took away everything they had to do with free.
God.
Yeah, originally it was done in crayons, but they didn't. do you have insurance?
No, I got.
So if you get sick, you're gonna have to pay full price.
Dude, I got a stomach bug. I thought I had to diagnose myself online. I was googling shit.
Stomach bug. What the fuck, stomach bug. Stomach bug. You got diarrhea, dog. I had exploding diarrhea. Pichichorro, bro.
That sucks, man.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Dude, for like 2 weeks straight, I was just taking medicine. I didn't know what it was doing to me. I was just like, I hope this helps.
McDonald's, though.
On a free clinic?
Yeah.
Are they still going to be free, though, after the...
No, you have insurance?
I have Obamacare.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Me, too.
Those aren't going to be free.
Okay. So you know those condoms?
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
you know those cons that change colors.
I can apply for it.
I had the dental and the insurance with SAG-AFTRA, but then I stopped working, so that shit disappeared.
Oh shit!
So then I got on the Obamacare, and I'm still on it right now with my dental.
But we pay 100%.
We gotta pay 100%, but we make too much money.
Dude. Yeah,
but it don't change. It don't affect really me, because then I did those 3 episodes of the Superstore, so that's going to bring back my regular insurance.
Oh, okay, cool.
Dude, congratulations.
But it worked, bro. I fucking got my teeth fixed and shit. You got insurance?
Hell no.
What happened, bro? You got sick earlier? What happened? You went to the doctor?
CVS, dog. NyQuil.
Fool, before I had no insurance, I would get sick, and I would go to the little clinic right there on Echo Park with a bunch of bicep all sick.
There's a little doctor there, though, right?
$60. You just see my whole body.
Yeah.
And then if I have medicine, she'll prescribe medicine for me.
The most, that's all you need, really.
But if you don't have the money, think about it. It's expensive because I walked out of there and I ended up paying $220.
Damn, jeez.
But did you give? Did
yeah,
it, did it, yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying.
They check my blood.
It's not that bad either, sugar, though. Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't have
an accident after the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, you're done.
See, a lot of people growing up who didn't have insurance, like the people who were not on welfare, they would get shot up. By an enemy, of course, and then they go to the hospital, and these guys never. I know that they never pay that bill, and also some people will get beat up or jumped by another gang. They'll get locked up, and they use a fake name, and a fake social, so you know, so they don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes on a lot, huh?
Yeah. I know somebody who
before,
had like
probably even more.
Well, I know someone who had like a crazy high bill, and her aunt was like, "Just go in. How much money do you have?" And she's like, "I got $300. How much the bill?" It's like $2,000. Go in, tell them I'll pay you $300 right now. And they cleared that out for her. Because people just don't pay. And then it goes to collections. And if you let
that
it run.
Costs more money.
Well, no, if you let it run in collections for like 4 years and don't pay them, don't answer your phone, it's shit out of luck. They can't touch you after that.
Yeah, because isn't there some crazy shit like bad credit from hospital or medical bills don't go against you?
Really?
Yeah, some shit like that. I think there's a little fucking thing with that bullshit.
What? No,
if
that
you
does.
Have, you're a does?
Yeah.
Or go, or if you're going to get a house or something, right?
No, it still does. It ruins your credit. That's why if you're able to, if you're in your early 20s, you owe a lot of money, just clear bankruptcy. You're young enough. By the time you're 27, you'll be fine.
So the bankruptcy.
Yeah,
that's how we grew up. Before we
were on Medicaid. Yeah, man. My son, his mom, every time that fool had a fever, it's emergency room, bro. Instead of just like put him in a cold bath, wait for that shit to go down.
Oh yeah, just like
we had never been to the. When I was a little kid, bro, we didn't go to the hospital unless you fall off the roof or something.
Unless you need stitches,
or you got runned over.
Yeah, never, dude.
Broken leg. My dad was just tied up with a stick. We had no fucking first aid kit, bro. You go to some houses, you open up the bathroom drawer, whatever they call the
medicine cabinet.
Medicine cabinet. There's everything, bro. Band-aids, toothpaste, fucking aspirin, gauze.
Splints.
At my house, you open it up, bro. Two roaches came out, bro, eating toothpaste all night.
Eating toothpaste all night.
Shiny ass.
Nobody closed the top. That shit all squeezed from the middle, bro. Nobody rolled it up. For my dad was, man, one time we didn't have no toothpaste. That fool didn't want to buy none. He just put a little box of Arm & Hammer in there.
Oh, dude, I done that before, dude.
That shit gave me the chills, dog.
People use that to get your teeth white, right?
Yeah.
It don't work, dog.
Yo, it fucks up your enamel. Like,
Fucking Martin Rizzo, DDS.
I went to school with the chicken pox once because I was like, hey, Dad, what are these bumps? And my dad was like, you're just breaking out. Go to school. And I get there, I'm like, coach. Oh.
Damn, bro, you infected the whole neighborhood, bro.
Yeah, I went to like three periods.
So you had chicken pox? Did they find out you had chicken pox and kicked you out?
Yeah, they found out in my history class. I was like,
scratching at lunch.
Sit you motherfucker out of here, dog.
What, do you have a nickname after that, but like measles or something?
They call me Pox.
Tupac.
Fucking Tupac. Tupac. Over here. I never had the chicken pox. I did have the chicken pox, but I went to Mexico, man, and I had this thing they call it in Spanish called paperas. But I had mumps. But my cheeks were swollen, bro. Oh. Fucking swollen, bro. Swollen. And if I ran and my cheek bounced, it fucking hurt. And
what's that swell up right there? Their lymph node or some shit? Or what?
I don't know, man, but I looked like it was horrible, bro. It was like a pair of nuts.
Real sensitive and shit.
It hurts like a motherfucker. And I couldn't eat a lot of food. Like all the good food, of course. Oh, no, you can't eat eggs.
Fucking soup.
People were eating my eggs. I eat no steak and they're eating hamburgers, bro. I did a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and onions.
When you're talking about like you don't go see doctors, I remember I stepped on a rusty nail when I was like 10 years old.
You stopped growing, huh?
And my mom was cleaning me with fucking alcohol and the peroxide until she actually took me to a hospital.
Dipping this fool in gas.
Because I heard that you can, you know, the gangrene, and then I don't want to.
I have a scar on my knee that's real big, right? And I never know how I got it, right? I never ask. But I just remember that. I remember when I was like 4 years old or three, it was bleeding like hell, bleeding. And then I think my mom put salt in it, dude.
To stop
the bleeding. Do they do that? Is that normal?
It's like some Rambo shit right there,
I just know, man. It's like on the burn, man. It burned, fool.
You still have the scar now?
Yeah.
How big is it, fool?
It's little, but I still see it's white.
It's like some Civil War shit right there, huh?
Cauterizing with fire. Yeah. Yeah, man. Apocalypto, bro. Apocalypto. Put ants on it.
Yeah, dog.
Bless me.
Kill that fucking circulation, dog. Scab up.
So what's up? Well, you grew up in, where you grew up at?
El Monte, California.
Oh, your dad's a gangster or what?
Yeah, both my parents are gangsters, mom and dad.
They're still alive?
Yeah, they're pastors now. They're preaching the word of God.
Begging for the Lord.
Bless you outreach or what?
Nah, they pastor their
Prince
own
chapel?
Power to Choose, El Monte.
To Choose?
Yeah.
Church, huh?
Their house is a church, man.
Yeah, they were gangsters.
Yeah, your father was from East LA gang, right?
Yeah, he was from a gang in Boyle Heights.
Yeah, Cuatro Flats?
I don't know. I just know they threw him off like a 3-story building once.
I believe I can fly.
And he healed himself.
A flying squirrel, eh?
That was his initiation.
No, he was crazy. No, I think you had, like a dude like him, he was crazy. Like one time they jumped his friend and his friend went to go get him and they jumped him from some bushes. So he went back to the bushes with a shotgun. And he said, hey, if who's ever in here, I'm going to start blasting. You better come out. And they all got out. And then my dad just whipped their ass for, like, beating up his friend. So, he threw him off a fucking 3-story building. Then he did Job Corps. He did Job Corps at, like, 15. He had to lie about his age.
Job Corps for gangsters, bro.
Yeah.
That's how he got out or what?
Well, that's how he started making a decent living.
That's how doing a lot of drugs? Crack?
Oh, not crack. But he was like a pill popper. Pill poppers, huge weed dude. My mom, cocaine. My mom, I found out my mom did cocaine with me like when I was inside her. And I was like, how could you do that?
You're a hyper dog. You are his super better than bro.
Born with a mustache.
I was mad at her. But then she's like, you turned out fine. If anybody, your sister, you should be worried about her. But you turned out fine.
Damn, you know, doing coke, powder or crack?
Powder. Yeah, she didn't do a crack. But she went to jail for gun running. My mom went to jail for gun running. Like, somebody ratted her out, and they set her up.
Damn.
She was selling guns in East LA?
Nah, she was just transporting them. And
from where to where?
I forget where. I don't really know.
In Cali?
Yeah, in California. Yeah, California for sure. Somewhere in East LA, transporting the guns, cops stopped them. And then she had to do a few years in federal prison.
Another Bible running.
You got that psalm.
So your house is a church?
It was for a minute. Now we do it at the park.
You're a real hallelujah, bro.
So the city came down on us.
Hey, no free shitting.
Building and safety. Rezone it.
Oh, man.
No, dude.
What gang's your mom from again?
My mom was from a gang called El Monte Flores. They're still pretty big.
Yeah, oh, so she was from there?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where she started from. Yeah. That's her beginnings. But.
What made them change, bro? Not you, right?
Nah. My mom, what made my mom change was she got into a car accident. She burned up all her leg. She burned up a lot of, like, not a body, but, like, a lot of her leg was burned up. And there's this Bible that some dude gave her. And
Gideon.
Yeah, it was something. It's some Gideon dude. Gave
crazy
her.
Gideons. Crazy Gideons.
And everything in the car was all burnt up.
I buy
up.
Them cheap to sell them cheap.
Like, except for that Bible. That Bible was, like, fine. And my mom was kind of, like, she took that as a sign to, like, look more into God.
Latinos love signs, huh?
The sign of the cross, not in this
no,
case.
Mijo. The day you were born, the Raiders won. And had
that was a sign.
And then my mom just prayed for my dad and worked on him.
On him, bro.
Yeah, dude. She was, like, praying, like, you need to go to church. You need to, like, nonstop. Like, one time my mom was telling my dad about, like, going to church, and my dad was laughing at her. And she was holding an ice pack. Like, she was holding an ice pick in her hand. And she was going to stab him, but she ended up just stabbing the wall. And
she was going to crucify him.
The power of Christ compels.
But, like, what changed my dad was...
What was the event?
He was like, he was going to go, like, sell some drugs and do some gangbanging shit, right? But then he ended up taking a nap in his car, and he had a dream that, like, everyone, like, people got shot up, and, like, a voice told him, if you go to this thing, you're going to die. If you don't and you follow me, you'll live. And then, like, he woke up and he called his friend, and his friend was like, hey, bro, don't come down. Some people got shot here. Don't come down. And my dad was like, all right.
Rizzo called him?
Yeah, Rizzo.
Don't come down.
Yeah, came don't come down.
We're doing a bed together.
A guy over here, eh?
Threesome.
I'm from the future,
next
bro.
Two victims.
This girl's all stuffed up. She no more room. Don't come down.
For the future,
there was a little kid awake when you guys were having sex with that girl. The little kid said, what is Cookie Monster doing here?
Here, please, some chocolate chips. Hallelujah. I'm Christian too. I mean, Mormon.
I'm a Mormon.
She said, what is Jimmy Neutron doing with my mom?
Fucking Mormonator.
Did you get it for my birthday, mom?
What is Jimmy Neutron and Muscle Man doing here?
Wreck It Ralph.
Wreck It Ralph. When Johnny didn't have his mustache, he looked like human Shrek.
So it looks like a Mexican chip, say.
Dude, I just want to sell salsa. That's all I want.
Oh, man.
So your dad was a gangbanger his whole life? Yeah. His father, too?
Nah, his dad was, from what I know about my dad's dad, he came from Mexico through Texas because he killed someone in Mexico, so he went to Texas.
But he was young, though, when he came here?
Yeah, he was still young because he was in World War II. My grandpa, my dad's dad, was in World War II.
Already know how to kill people.
Yeah, he was killing a lot of people. He became like a field sergeant.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but then, like, he had PTSD, and he was whipping my dad's ass all the time. So, like, that's why my dad was just such a good fighter. Because, like, when a grown man beats you up, kids can't hurt you. And same thing with my mom. My mom's dad was in a Korean War. He was a military police.
What?
And, like, again, he's from Texas. And, like, this is a crazy story I heard. My great-grandpa used to beat my great-grandma. And, like, he would beat her in front of all the kids. He had, like, 7 kids, right? And then one day, like, he slapped her. And then all 7 boys got up and just whipped his ass. Like, they beat his dad's ass. And then that never happened again.
How old were those little fools?
They're from, like, 14 to 21, I think.
Oh, they're not kids.
21,
yeah.
Bro. What the hell?
Fucking, get over here, old man. Fuck you, old man.
They beat him up and took his $7, bro.
I sit at the front of the table now.
Flashbacks.
Yeah, man, back then, man, fools were beating up their wives and women to go with nothing, huh?
Yeah, fool. Who else are you going to take out your frustrations on?
Dude, like that.
Hey, bro. You don't.
Go for a run. Come on.
Go for a walk. Yeah. Do something.
Nah.
Back then, like, if you didn't hit her, you were a good man.
men were like kind of weak back then, bro. Like they would get upset and just beat up their wives or their kids instead of like going for a walk,
yeah,
or watching television or be doing what a Catholic or a Christian person does is pray.
Yeah,
yeah, just pray.
Now if I get mad, bro, and I feel like being violent, I just walk away, man. I go for a walk.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it out of my rabbit. No, really, man. Like, most men are weak, bro. They don't know
how, oh, yeah, dude.
They don't know how to deal with their problems. So they just dealt with their problem the way their parents did it.
Yeah. Well,
like, at least I don't kill you, eh?
My dad used to go for walks and beat up, like, the flower guy and shit.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Beachy Flores. We don't get along with Florencia.
Oh, man.
Who your mom beat up, Rizzo?
She never really hit me, man. And my dad and my mom never lived together, you know? I remember, like, I think I told you, I seen, like, my mom and my dad, like, when they would, like, meet up. And then they were like, try to hook up.
At Hollenbeck Park?
No, like, in Echo Park, we go to, like, or like Boyle Heights, you know, the windshows? So they would put me, like, in my dad's car. And then they would go, like, I was like a little. And they would go to my mom's car, and they would, like, try to hook up. And they bought me donuts, and they would leave me in my mom's car. And, like, I was little, and I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Damn.
So when you were young, your mom was dating then?
I saw her dating a couple guys.
Did you like them?
Damn.
You say, it's the kidness.
They're all paisas, man.
You didn't get a cool dad?
She was the hook up with my dad after they broke up.
Your dad was smooth.
What a player.
I know.
Was that married already or what?
No.
He was with his real family.
You were the side family, Rizzo.
I was a side family.
Did you have no other brother or nothing?
Yeah, remember I told you I have a younger brother, two younger brothers, and then a younger sister. Yeah.
Where are they at?
They're in Southgate right now, man. Southgate. My dad makes money, man. Like,
yeah, fool?
Yeah, like he fucking.
He's gonna share it, eh?
Yeah, man. He makes rooms.
Balling in Southgate.
He makes extra rooms in his house, because he's a contractor. Or, uh-huh. So, like, he just makes extra rooms, like that.
Looking Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
God, man.
He has a big house in Southgate.
I've seen those little ghetto mansions in Southgate.
Yeah, like they're nice. It's kind of like how the houses look in South LA. Like that. Oh, nice.
Contractors do that. My dad's a contractor. He built a whole entire second house.
No, bro. He put people on contracts.
He has a contract with the Lord, homie.
Do you think if your dad would not change his life and just start being a Christian, he'd be in prison or dead?
Oh, for sure. There's no doubt about that. He'd be dead or in prison. Because he wasn't a dude that he wasn't a nice guy when he was. Like, you know, people when they drink, they like Carlos Loma it. But, like, my dad jumped to that next level. Of like violence and
come on, bro.
Crime.
There's no other level.
Roundhouses, bro. How old were
you? I was like, when I remembered, I was probably about like five or four. But like before, I remember, like, I only know because we celebrated Halloween until like they became like super Christian, and then we didn't celebrate Halloween. And that's like
you
how
were
I know.
Brought up in that church.
Yeah, church every Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, we can't do shit.
He went to APU, the Christian college.
Yeah, you can hear it on radios.
Azusa Pacific.
What's APU, bro?
It's a Christian college.
Azusa Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
Every answer is God on the test.
Every answer was Jesus.
Jesus did it.
That's where you went, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that church or school about, bro?
That church? That school church? It was about like a
college?
Yeah, it was a college.
They teach you the same stuff?
No, they taught. It was weird because, like, I
no
failed.
Science.
No
science. Yeah, faith-based. It was science, but, like, I wasn't a doctor, so I didn't have to go into that. But the religious classes
the
were
humanities.
Weird because, like, I failed a few, so I had to take different classes, and the teachers were teaching different shit in, like, different classes.
Like, what kind of religious classes were they?
It was, like, the Book of Exodus. They broke that down. The Book of Genesis. They broke that down. And then you go into, like, different books of the Bible. And then, you know, find out nobody really knows anything.
You got to pay full price for a Bible study.
Yeah.
College
pay
price.
Tuition.
You could all just hang out right here, bro, and break down Exodus. Start out with Bob Marley first.
Oh, man.
What fucking Rizzo getting naked here, bro?
Hey, fool, relax. Hey, put it away. No victims in here, dog.
Does this look like a yeast to you?
That shit's still funny to me in my head. That fool texts you. Who's our next
victim? Hey, who's our next victim? I'm like, no, dude.
Who's
no.
already scoping it out, huh? I like her over there, dog.
I don't know, bro. What chick looks sleepy to you, bro?
She looks like she needs some coffee,
hey,
dog.
Hey, what chick has a sleepy friend for you, bro?
Oh, that was horrible, dude. Like now, like
I
now.
Feel, I know, cause you feel. I feel. I would have felt like I was molested too, bro. Cause this fool's here.
It's gross, dog. Yeah. I don't fucking want to see hear anybody moaning next to me like that. Fuck that.
At least in the porno, they're all buff, bro.
Or it's in the TV, way away, not like for real, dog.
But that's the thing about fucking guys that don't leave, man. Like this one
you
time,
smell your socks.
Share your pain, dog.
This one time, we took a trip to Fresno with George Perez, and then he ended up taking me. Flaco and Juan, and we all shared a hotel room. And then,
damn, man, no budget, huh?
No budget, dude. And then,
but that guy's not doing that room no more.
Don't make no noise in here.
What am I name other people again in that room? How many beds?
George, one bed, bro.
One bed.
Yeah.
Damn, man, you guys love one bed. Hey.
It's a couch.
Hey, man, this is back in
Pichi colchon.
Fucking spring break.
Flaco, George,
Juan Garcia.
That's four people.
And me. So, like, after the show, me
crazy. And... Wow. Crazy. We're going to have fun. Pillow fights.
Hey. Our victor.
Butt cheeks. A lot of butt cheeks.
So, after the show, me and George, these girls were, they liked us, right?
On the floor dying, bro.
No, this is before the...
to the ER, bro.
This is before the ER.
We look like a sick ET, huh?
Sick ET. Me and John are saying that he goes to Tinder just to look for new people that will take him to the hospital. We were talking about, we were driving, we were listening to the Art LeBeau show, you know, they give shout outs. Right. Imagine Flaco, hey, bro, here's a shout out from Flaco to Rizzo. Hey, bro, pick up your phone. Take me to the hospital.
Come on, bro. I'll be there, bro. Oh, bro.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro.
Yeah, bro, like, the sun goes out, the town that living is lonely. Eh?
Like now, I remember back in the day, Flaco used to hit me up, you know, like, at night, like, oh, yeah, let's go party. But now after one, I'm like, nah, man, fuck it.
This is a party call.
Johnny, have you taken him?
I took him twice.
You took Flaco to the hospital?
Twice.
Twice?
Yeah,
the
once.
First time was scary, huh?
First time was weird. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, we got to go to a different hospital. They know me here.
He said that?
Fucking drugstore cowboy, dog.
He said that?
Like Matt Dillon.
Well, I knew it.
Oh, fuck.
You really like, said that?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they're going to say you're my
fuck
cousin.
Fuck the fuck. I can't go to Kaiser on a battle, bro.
Once a month, he needs a monthly rotation, right?
You should take him to a free clinic with no doctor. Oh, fuck that place. They gave me an aspirin.
They gave me penicillin, bro.
They gave me a bag of ice.
They gave me a Viagra, bro. Started grabbing his little head on.
When that fool's the first time to the hospital, now rubbing his back, his fucking back felt like a stegosaurus. It was all bumpy, bro.
It felt like the back on Schmeagol from fucking.
It looked like a turtle with no shell, bro.
Lord of the Rings back.
He always felt with vertebrates.
He looks like the guy from the Pan's Labyrinth with that. <hands like that.
laughs> With the finger.
That little Lord of the Rings body, dog.
His chest, it looks like it's popping out.
Nah, bro. He got his body in Auschwitz, bro.
Sobibor.
He's thin, though, huh? And we have a show coming up in San Jose.
Oh, I'm going with him.
When is it?
Wednesday.
You're in the same room again? So what happened, bro? You got all these people.
The show. So after the show.
We like sharing.
We like, yeah. So after the show, me and this girl, me and George, you know, we get these girls to like us, right? So after that, after the show.
Girls to like us.
So after the
like
show, us. The girls come back to the hotel, right? And fucking, so Juan and Flaco are already sleeping on their corners. Flaco's under the fucking table. Juan was on the corner by the AC. I was closest to the TV, and George was on the bed. So when the girls come, you know, fucking Flaco and Juan wake up, and they're all fucking trying to like
ready with jokes.
Yeah, they're all like, hey, what's going on? And then Flaco had fucking Christmas socks in July, bro.
Never be a little too early for Santa, dog. You know
about this tall elf.
That's
what he had his Christmas socks, but they look like stockings being hung. Eh?
Grandma Claus is Sancho, eh?
And Juan's all excited.
Oh,
Juan's a normal elf.
up, bro.
So yeah, fucking socks on for Christmas.
So damn. Then after like the girls, you know, we're talking to them, and then like, you know, fucking Juan and Plog are trying to, you know, be funny. So then the girls are like, the girls want to go eat first, you know. The girls are like, we want to go to McDonald's, and George's like, fuck these, you know, fuck you guys. You're trying to make us waste money. Well, fuck you. So they leave.
Don't call
and,
me.
And I'm like in the doorway. I'm young, you know. And after like, I'm like trying to go with them, and then George's like, Brizzle, sit your fucking ass down, man. We're not gonna go with them. And I was like, oh man. So they leave because like George's like, oh, they just want us for our money. I'm like, what fucking money, dude? They just want our food. But like, I guess because they wanted to go eat first, you know. So
it's
like,
all Flaco, bro. This guy, you know what? This guy looks like he lives in a Ronald McDonald house. I want a Big Mac.
It's Ray Kroc.
So then after that, I'm like, oh man. So me and this girl are texting, right? And so everybody's asleep, and like George is sleeping, and I hear his phone vibrate, and I could see it's the girl's calling. I'm like, oh man, like, should I pick up?
His phone is vibrating.
Yeah, he's sleeping. Everybody's sleeping.
I'm gonna pick it up. I'm desperate.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta get rid of this juice. Ah, I need a victim.
Where's that fat guy when I need him, man?
Where's the guy when I need him? This gotta be down.
Go to sleep, bro. Take him to the yard, bro.
Oh shit.
So what happened?
Nothing. I didn't pick up the phone.
Oh, you fucking loser. Nah, that's funny though.
I need to release.
Where the hell was Juan and the fucking Flaco sleeping, bro?
Flaco was under the table. Juan was on the corner.
He was hanging by the hanger, bro.
Like the guy from Beetlejuice that turned over. Oh shit.
You guys should have just told that guy, man, don't give her the hotel. Like, give us the money, we'll drive back.
Yeah, I know, man.
In that case, shit.
Where was the show at?
Fresno at this place, Crossroads.
Man, that guy was cheap because the rooms in Fresno, they cost like back then, I guess you could have got it for 70, 80.
Yeah. It was like in 2011.
Cheap ass booth, huh?
Oh, dude.
How was the show, though?
It was fun, man.
You got two chicks, they wanted McDonald's, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's just McDonald's, man. That was fucking George.
I don't think they wanted McDonald's, bro. They just want to find a way to leave because they saw Flaco.
Oh,
yeah.
They saw this guy with no glasses.
these fools brought their grandpa and a ghoul with them. No, fucking gargoyle right there.
Take them back to the circus.
I think they saw Flaco and they said, fuck, you guys doing heroin, man.
I don't want to get that high.
I don't want to get that high.
You guys are crazy from LA.
Yeah, bro.
Not that serious in Fresno.
Flaco looks like his skin is made out of fried chicken.
No, man. That fried chicken, bro, is fucking pioneers, bro.
Pioneer.
That's a pollo loco skin.
Pollo loco.
So, when people book you for a gig, you don't even ask how much it pays or where you're going to stay at.
Oh, now I do, man. Now I'm like, I'm older now. Now, like, with the whole, you know, situations with girls, like, I don't even go out of my way anymore, dude. I'm like, I'm older now. I'm not a savage like I used to be, dude.
Put that wand away, huh?
Yeah, dude. It was. I don't have
put it
energy.
To rest, bro. I woke up, it looked like a Twinkie, man.
I can't do that anymore, dude.
I can't drive 30 minutes.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? I'm going to be in Spokane, Washington next week, Thursday through Sunday at the Spokane Comedy Club. When is the show at the San Jose Improv?
The 15th, and then a comedy store on
March
Thursday?
15th?
March 15th, yeah.
Who's on the show?
Me and Flaco, and I don't know who else.
Hey, bro.
You guys just got back from Arizona, huh?
Yeah.
Who's on a show in Arizona?
Me, Flaco, and some guys from, one guy from El Paso.
Flaco made it? You guys drove?
No, we drove to New Mexico. We drove to Arizona to the promoter house, and then from there, we drove to New Mexico.
Did Flaco make it to the show?
He made it, and then...
He died? He got sick afterwards? Aww. Went to a new hospital, huh?
They don't know me.
They're actually nice there, dude.
Gave that fool some peyote, huh?
Fool. When we saw, I tell you, man, we had like, we already had been through it before when we taking Flaco to the hospital in Richmond, California. Or Richmond? Richland?
Richland, Washington.
Richland, Washington.
Damn.
Right? So... He got all happy, bro. He barely made it to the show. And then the next day, That fool got sick on the plane, dog.
I heard about that.
How did he look, fool, on the plane?
He looked like fuck. Dude, he was done, dog. He was great. He took a pillow to her. Slobber, that gave that shit to him.
He was sick, fool.
Fucking hating
him. He landed the plane. The ambulance drove on the airport tarmac and picked him up from the plane.
This fool did a fucking Snapchat, dog.
And that was around the Ebola scare, right?
Yeah.
So we were all like, oh.
So he missed a flight, bro, that was already paid for.
And they left his wallet somewhere, too.
Yeah,
huh?
He lost his wallet because he would have put a fake name, I guess.
Oh. Damn.
He does, and I'm thinking, but he's got to have Affordable Care Act or something, man, because this is expensive. How much would that would have cost for a normal person with nothing?
Couple hundred bucks at least.
And then pick you with the apple and the tarmac.
Oh, oh man, it's $1,100 for the ride anyway. The quick one,
but not on the airport. Inside the airport, it's more expensive. They gotta stop a plane from leaving for the ambulance to get in there.
You saw him in the airplane, like
yeah, bro.
Oh, he's gone. His fucking head was inside his knees.
Like, was he throwing?
He left in one of the wheelchairs, bro, that they used to take prison inmates when they tie him up.
Yeah, you hear some violent.
Oh. When he's throwing up.
Yeah. He was like a little yellow shit, dog.
Little baby.
But how was it the night before that?
Oh, he was dancing, fool. He was like one of the Rat Packs.
Lucky Davis Jr.
Yeah. He's twirling shit, taking shots.
He was dancing, bro. We left him there. Kisses. And we went with Rory Hill and his wife. Rest in peace. But the next day, bro, all tired, bro. Rodrigo yelling at from the airplane. Give this guy some shots. He wants to party all night, eh?
He's doing spins and shit.
He was all happy, bro. Taking everybody's drink.
Oh, he's dancing with my old lady. It's okay, because it's Flaco.
Had a suit on, looking like the fifth Beatle.
Flaco wears a suit just in case he dies. He's ready to get buried.
He's ready, bro. I wonder how many other people have taken him.
Grips.
Yeah, like that's a good amount.
Female comics, probably.
I know Gracie has.
Yeah.
Damn, Gracie's down to take anyone anywhere.
Carlos Loma.
Just give me a spot.
Rizzo, want to do a show tonight? We're at this place. Holding his head again.
What's up, fool? Man, thank you everybody that wrote a review on the iTunes for our podcast. Thank you very much. We're going to need more of them. Shout out to Joey Coco Diaz. His podcast is number 5 on comedy. And number 38 on the regular one. Don't you have a podcast too?
Yeah, I do a podcast with Nick Garrett. It's called Time with Nick and Johnny.
When did that air?
That comes out every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we're on iTunes, Time with Nick and Johnny.
Yeah, he must do all the talking, huh?
Mostly.
You should do one with Lee too, right?
What happened to that one, bro? I thought you were the producer of the year.
Well, with me and Lee, I moved to New York for the summer. And then To live in New York.
I didn't even know that, bro.
Yeah, it was dope, man.
What month were you there?
I was there from June to June to September.
We missed you, bro. I was there in April, and then I was there at the end of July. Me, Rodrigo, and March, and Chris Torino. You could have hung. Could have got a guest spot with us, the Carolines.
Damn it! I remember that. I remember seeing you guys there. I didn't want to crash it though. I don't want to be like one of those guys.
Bro, hey. You don't like crashing in my lane. The only way you would have crashed our gig if you lived in New York, bro. You Airbnb'd it or what?
Nah, I met this cool dude in Harlem. Me and my ex, we rented a room. He didn't charge us any deposit month to month. It was this cool Mexican dude.
He just
dope.
Put a camera in the room. That's
yeah.
Free porn, dog. Let me see
what it is. Oh, man, nothing free, man.
Hell no.
Nothing free.
Just something put a camera next time, right, Rizzo?
Yes.
Yeah. That should be the next your next album, bro. Your first album, Rizzo, should be called My Next Victim.
Oh, no. That sounds horrible, man.
That should be your – if you ever get on that show, this is not happening, that should be the story, bro. Because that shouldn't have happened, bro.
Yeah, dude, that was crazy. I need to elaborate more on that. Yeah,
elaborate more, because that shit's hilarious, dude. That fool didn't want to leave.
Send me a text. I'm ready, dog.
Yeah, dude, let's do this.
Once a week, fool.
Just how relaxed.
That fool's going to be telling that story till the day he dies, eh? He sees you on when he sees you in an Apple commercial.
That was me, dog.
Hey!
Is she going to be our next victim?
You found one.
Don't be auditioning without me, dog.
Oh, shit. She's the apple of my heart. What's up, fool? Shout out to the Sunset Room. The Sunset Room in Hacienda Heights. Stand-up comedy shows every Monday from 9 o'clock to 11, right?
Or 2 in the morning,
or whoever shows up.
Go get some donuts after.
Yeah, crazy man. Story. Also, man, if you break up with your lady and you live in that area, try not to break up with her, man, because she will go to the Sunset and it'll be tag team back again.
A couple of rascals over here.
Also, man, go buy stuff off our Amazon page on thefelipesworld.com. What's up, fool?